Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and on Monday, May 24th, the Texans participated in day five of OTAs. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media about a range of topics, including Matt Schaub and what he might improve on in 2010.
He's in total command of what we do and total command of the offense and the team, and that's a great place to be in, you know, as a player. So we just got to continue to get better around him. But, you know, Matt's got a chance to be a great player for a long time, long time.
Is there anything specific that you could, like a little thing maybe that he could do to get just to that next level?
I think if there's one thing I'd like to see him do in a few situations that last year, I'd like to see him leave the pocket a little bit more and pick up a few first downs. You know, he's not a guy that runs a lot, but there's certain coverages where that are conducive to a quarterback taking off and running, so I think he can learn from that. But, you know, Matt's a sponge. I mean, he lives here and just works so hard, total respect of everybody. So,
Gary, speaking with the quarterbacks for a moment, how much more comfortable, or do you feel more comfortable with Dan Orlovsky as a backup than you did last year at this time?
Well, obviously I'm more comfortable. I mean, he's a better player right now than he was last year. It's a really big camp coming up for him, training camp and stuff. And, you know, Dan's had some chances in this league. And, you know, he's got all the tools that Matt has. And the question is for him, just does he continue to progress and get better? So he's been a better player for 5 days here, and we need that to continue for the team.
When he got demoted last year, he said that he was at a crossroads. He could let it tear him down and end it, or he could take what you're doing and make himself better.
Well, I don't like that word demoted, you know, Mark. I know what you're saying, but really what happened was there were great expectations for him, and it wasn't happening as fast, and I really personally, and I've told Dan this, so it's nothing new to him. I really thought it was just about his standard and how he prepares and how he plays and how he practices, and we got one here for the quarterback. Our quarterback's going to play good, and it just wasn't happening at the same pace it should have, and so we felt more comfortable with Rex, who had played in a lot of football games. So, but you know, Dan could have done one or two things. He could have sulked. He didn't. He worked all year. He helped Matt. And he's a better player because of it. So, you know, proud of the way he went about his business, and now it's time for him to take off.
Is he definitely the backup, or is it too early to,
I don't think anybody's definitely got anything. You know, I mean, it's time to work. And what he has to do is he's got to earn the respect of everybody. And if Matt's not practicing a day, he's got to continue to have this football team practicing well. And they got to know if something happens to Matt, we still win, you know. And that's your job as a backup quarterback.
He was asked if he had your trust. He said, well, you better ask Gary that.
They're out here. They got my trust, Mark, okay? I'm going to work hard on him, though. I continue to work hard on him.
Can you talk just a little bit about the strides that your team is making on defense with some of these guys?
Well, we're so much more sound in what we're doing, way ahead from that standpoint, teaching. You know, we've got some situations that we got to work through with camp now with Cush and stuff. But, you know, our flexibility as a football team and what we're doing, we're way ahead. And just way ahead of where we were last year. So expect us to improve and be more consistent.
Some of the rookies now, you've been able to look at some of these guys. Who's standing out for you? Who's kind of...
I think our one has stood out, you know, just by how he's jumped in and you know, no surprise. I mean, everything.
Also after practice, we caught up with left tackle Dwayne Brown, and he said, hey, things are a little bit different now as opposed to a year ago.
Physically, I've gotten a lot stronger, and, you know, my legs are a lot better. You know, I underwent surgery in January on my left knee, and that's about up to 100% now. So I feel, you know, my base feels a lot stronger, and I'm able to move better. My technique, I've been really working on my hands, keeping my hands up, and working on my pass set, you know, trying to make that automatic. And I think it showed a little bit in these couple of days we went against our defense.
Does this group feel a little, and I know it's May, but does this group feel a little different than groups in years past?
Oh, you mean the team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we've gotten better every year. You know, last year we knew we were one game away from, you know, possibly entering the postseason. And now it's now another. You know, we've all really been pressing the issue in the offseason, working out individually. And now coming together as a team, you can just see the sense of urgency with everyone. You know, no one's lacking. Everyone's holding each other accountable and, you know, just picking each other up.
From what you've seen on the field, when you're playing with them, when you're watching on the sideline, and then afterwards when you're checking tape, what have you thought of Slayton and Foster, how they've done carrying the football?
They look pretty good. You mean, so you're talking about this year or now? Yeah, they all look pretty good. You know, they're all, you know, really, really pressing the holes on in the zone scheme and getting the defense running so to, you know, create that cutback lane. You know, I think Steve has really been working on you know, ball carrying, ball security. You know, and that's something he really wanted to focus on this offseason. I think it's helping. And Arian, you know, he's been working his tail off, man, in the weight room and conditioning program, and you can tell it's really showing up out here in these OTAs.
Running back Arian Foster is now in year two of his NFL career, and he said he's ready for bigger things in 2010.
The first week has been good, you know. Feels good to get back around the guys and everything and get the competitive nature going back, and the atmosphere is real good over here now.
Pretty cool getting the reps you're getting up with the, you know, further up the depth chart.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good when you know, that means the coaches think highly of you, so I'm trying to come out here every day and work like it was just like last year, just trying to make the roster.
Physically, what's different about you right now versus this time last year?
I just think physically, I'm just more, probably a little more toned, just a little faster, quicker, and just more knowledgeable of the game, you know. It slowed down for me a little bit. Guys aren't flying around anymore. It's just football, so, you know, I got a year under my belt, so it's football again.
Yeah, Kubiak often talks about the big leap being from year one to year two. You did pretty well there at the end of year one. What might be possible for year two, you think? And I know it's May, but, you know, what do you think you're capable of?
I mean, really, sky's the limit, man. You know, I just got to keep my head down, go to work every day like it's my first day out here. That's the mindset I'm going to keep the entire year. Just if they give me an opportunity, I'm going to take advantage of it.
We thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Want you to keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to check out the Texans Daily, videos, podcasts, transcripts, and much, much more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston.